is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
We're going to start today with the latest on Ebola in the U.S. and here in Massachusetts. In Dallas, health authorities have expanded the number of healthcare workers they're monitoring for Ebola. That's after the news this weekend that a nurse contracted the disease from Thomas Eric Duncan, the first Ebola patient to die in the U.S. Also today, Dr. Thomas Frieden, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, called for all of the nation's hospitals to step up their Ebola monitoring.
Every hospital in this country needs to think about the possibility of Ebola in anyone with a fever or other symptoms that might be consistent with Ebola who's traveled to any of the three countries, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, in the previous 21 days.
Well, that is exactly what happened in Massachusetts yesterday when a man who'd recently been to West Africa arrived at a Harvard Vanguard medical facility in Braintree. Dozens of workers were quarantined for hours, and the man was quickly transferred by Ebola-trained paramedics to Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, where he remains in isolation today. However, doctors there have said that the man does not appear to be at high risk for Ebola, and the likelihood of infection is extremely low. WBUR's Martha Biebinger joins us with the latest. Hi, Martha.
Hi, Meghna.
So first of all, walk us through the process of confirming, you know, whether or not this man truly doesn't have Ebola.
Well, they are looking at symptoms, and the symptoms that he described to doctors at the Harvard Vanguard Braintree office where he first made a call were headaches and muscle aches. Now, of course, you know, those can be generic for many different viruses or ailments.
Could be the flu, right?
Right. But the fact that this gentleman had been to Liberia within the last 2 weeks or in about 2 weeks triggered some alarms for people. So now he's being monitored at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. He does not have the more common symptoms of advanced Ebola, so gastrointestinal problems, bleeding, a high fever. And at some point, the expectation would be that they would test to see whether he shows signs of Ebola in the bloodstream.
Now, who would do that testing? Because in previous cases, I believe the ultimate laboratory confirmations have come from the CDC in Atlanta. Would that be what happens here?
Well, that'll still be the case ultimately. But last week, the Massachusetts Department of Public Health's lab was certified to test for Ebola. So now the preliminary tests can be done in Massachusetts. They would still send the sample, though, to the CDC for final confirmation.
Okay, so we're looking at a two-step process then before we get that final confirmation.
Right. And the timing is a little unclear. We were told yesterday that the test results could be back within 24 to 48 hours, but I'm not sure whether that includes both steps, the preliminary and the final test.
Okay. So, Martha, I think there's a lot of interest around how this case unfolded yesterday and over the course of the night. I mean, we saw response from Harvard Vanguard in Braintree when they asked the man to wait in his car and they had disinfected the pharmacy that he'd been in when he came to pick up those medications. We saw also response from the Brewster Ambulance Service. They just completed their Ebola training,
mm-hmm.
right? And of course, from Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. You know, are these various protocols that we saw, are they standard across the state or do they sort of vary from medical facility to facility?
I can't say whether all facilities are following the standard procedures, but there are standard procedures. They come out of the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, and they have been confirmed in what we've been told are daily conversations with the Department of Public Health. So DPH is on the phone with hospitals, doctor's offices, ambulance, all levels of first responders. There does seem to be some confusion, though, among, for example, police or maybe even local health folks. Yesterday, many people, up to 40, responded to Harvard Vanguard. And I don't know whether they were all following the same protocols. We've heard Boston police say there may be the need for some additional meetings so that police, who are often the first on a scene, understand exactly what steps they should or shouldn't take
interesting.
If Ebola is a threat.
So that makes me wonder, Martha, about the level of cooperation between, you know, the many medical facilities that we have in Massachusetts and cities and towns and state public health officials. I mean, who has ultimate oversight when an Ebola warning is triggered somewhere?
Everybody refers back to the Department of Public Health as the entity that sets the guidelines for how to respond to a public health emergency in Massachusetts. They are following the CDC guidelines. Doesn't mean that some of the guidance won't be adjusted as they go along and experience these events. That's all evolving as we start to see these cases come to light.
WBUR's Martha Biebinger. Thank you as always, Martha.
Thank you, Meghna.